Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Melemi, and we are going to talk about how FAST saved her life. One day, your son, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, definitely. It happened in July, July the 13th to be exact. I came back from Tonga exactly a week from that day, so it was my second day back at work. And it was a normal day waking up. I took my husband to work at 6 o'clock, and I was on a health fitness kind of thing, so I was tossing when I returned whether to go for my walk or whether to have a rest. I got up, but I decided to have a rest, so I went back to bed. 6:30, my alarm went off, and I couldn't hold the phone for some reason. I had no idea that what was happening. So I called out to one of my sons, who quickly ran in. Luckily for me, I told him to ring my husband to come back home. He actually rang 000. So it's very important to work fast and get the ambulance on their way as soon as we can. And I think that's a message we want to get clear to people, that the acronym of FAST, which is FAST, is F is for face, droop in the face, you'll recognize that. Or arms, you'll see if the arms can be lifted or not. And S is for speech. It affects a lot of people who have had strokes, unfortunately, can't speak properly or slur. I'm one of those fortunate ones. I can had no issue there. And also T, which is for time. Time, very essential. So we can get people to the, to the hospital if need treatment to do that ASAP. So that's what happened. One day you're walking around, next minute you're down.
It's been a year.
Yes.
How has your road to recovery been?
It's been a very slow process. I'm walking, thank God for that, and my left hand is still in progress. It's one of those slowest things is to get your hands going again. I can move my hand, but I can't lift my arm, but I'm working on that with the wonderful physio and OT. So they've been great in helping me with. So I'm at physio and doing a lot of exercise to get going.
But prior to that, did you experience any signs or symptoms?
Before that, I had no idea. I've never heard of stroke before. I had heard of stroke, but I didn't know what the symptoms were. And I did have regular headaches, which I did get checked out. And they said I had high blood pressure. And I was on medication, but apart from that, I was very healthy and I was on a health fitness kind of thing. So I was eating healthy and I was going for my daily walks. So I'm very unexpected.
Being diagnosed with high blood pressure does put you at risk, doesn't it?
That's right. And there's this stigma too that because I'm a big person, people say, that's why you've had the stroke, because you're obese. But I think that's one important factor that people need to know. I mean, they're contributors, but it's not the real, reason why you have a stroke. Anybody can have a stroke. Even babies who are being born are having strokes. And I think it's about 30% of people under 65 are having strokes at the moment. So it's a very high number. And important for people to realise.
I know even the fittest of people can have a heart attack or stroke, isn't it?
So absolutely. I have a nephew who's 18 years old, very fit, plays football regularly and always on exercise. And I've heard of also stories of a policeman never touching a drink or a smoke, and very fit. He has had a stroke. So, it can happen to anyone.
How important is it that we are all aware?
Yes, definitely. Awareness is very important. I think the big thing is to recognise the signs of stroke, like I said, FAST, and to get to hospital as soon as you can, because there's treatment. There's a drug which can be given, but has to be within hours of a stroke. And also, I was very lucky. The drug I got received didn't work, so I was rushed off to the Royal Melbourne Hospital where I was given a clot retrieval. Although it didn't work according to how they wanted it, it still helped me a lot to get, to get to where I am. Otherwise, it would have been a worse off situation.
And more importantly, you're working again. You're talking again and you're walking
right.
again.
Well, I had no issue with talking, from day one. So I'm very fortunate and I'm very blessed in that way. But I am back at work and I'm really happy to be back at work one day a week. So looking forward to getting better and better.
And it's taking your time, isn't it?
It is.
Relaxing and not stressing.
That's right. And they're contributing factors, stress, things like that, issues that people need to look out for. So very important.
So fast, recognizing changes in your face.
That's right. There's normally a droop or one side or could be both. In the face, fast.
For your arms?
Arms. Make sure that, because sometimes you can't lift your arms. Or either both of them or either one of them. And S is for speech, slur in the speech, or you may not be able to understand the person. And like myself, my speech was no issue. It was more my face and my arms. And T, time, very important. The faster you get them to the hospital for treatment, the better. And recognizing the fact that, someone is having a stroke is very good also when you're giving details to the ambulance. And I think also, lastly, to finish it off, it's I want to thank the wonderful doctors and nurses and the beautiful OTs and physio for the wonderful work they do in helping us patients and stroke people who had strokes, and also our carers, our families, for the wonderful work they do. And just for people never to give up, because it's a very slow process, very sad too for some. But most people give up, but my suggestion to them is not to give up, to keep going. You'll get there slowly but surely. And I think that's all I can add to that.
Thank you very much, Malemi, for sharing your beautiful story to everyone and for all the advice that you've given us.
Thank you very much for the interview.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.